The Palatine is one of the principal hills of the city. It was the site of the first royal palace and of all the historical memories surrounding the founding of the city. In the regal and republican ages, it was one of the most luxurious residential neighborhoods of the city, favored by the Roman nobility for its central location. Augustus chose it for his own residence. Subsequently, the entire hill was occupied by the seat of the empire, which owes its name to the hill in Latin Palatium, or the modern Palazzo, Palace. A large grassy space bordered by the ruins of a brick wall make it possible to locate the site of the splendid throne room of the Domus Flavia, the so-called Royal Hall. On receiving days, the hall hosted the salutations of the emperor, seated on the throne in the center of the apse in a dominating position. The walls of the hall were broken up by niches, holding gigantic statues in colored marble. In the apse, where the imperial throne was housed, an epigraph recalls the excavations carried out in this area in the 1600s, under the direction of Monsignor Francesco Bianchini, on behalf of Francis I, Duke of Parma and Piacenza. The Domus Flavia is the official and public section of the grandiose dwelling built by the architect Rabirius on orders from Domitian on the southeast slope of the Palatine. Generally, the complex is conceived as being divided into three sections, conventionally named from west to east as Domus Flavia, Domus Augustana, and the Stadium. The center of the Domus Flavia is constituted by an immense rectangular peristyle with a portico of columns of Numidian, antique yellow, marble. In the middle of the peristyle is an octagonal fountain with little walls forming a labyrinth. It is likely that only the southern wing, in direct contact with the Circus Maximus, was destined to host the emperor's private residence, while the northern wing had a more public function. This latter was arranged around a great peristyle with an ornamental basin in the center. Inside the basin stands a small temple on a raised podium, reachable by a small bridge with masonry arches. The lower floor is arranged around a square courtyard, originally endowed with a two-story portico. It opens to the south towards a large exedra, which constitutes the facade towards the Circus Maximus of this part of the palace.